Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in-deal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
We've got our first meat export numbers for 2021. The January numbers are in. The U.S. Meat Export Federation's Dan Hallstrom says they're solid numbers. They are below a year ago, but remember, this is pre-pandemic when you talk about the January of 2020 numbers.
January stats on beef, solid month, steady with a year ago on the muscle cuts. Probably the two markets that stand out, one is China and the other one is Korea. We're on our fourth wave now in Korea, coronavirus spikes. But I think overall, there's some momentum building up on the food service side. But make no mistake, the real driver here is retail. There's some genuine sustained growth going on in China. This is a demand segment that really hasn't had a lot of high quality grain fed beef. And I think it's a testament to the phase one China agreement. We're starting to see the results right now. Over the course of the last 6 or 7 months, we're starting to see additional establishments jump in. And this is definitely adding to the increased supply chain availability of U.S. beef for China. January on the pork side came in pretty much like we thought it would. The volume is down 9%, 249,000 tons, but that's mainly because of China. We knew China would be down. The really good news here is we're seeing some pretty broad-based growth across other countries. Japan stands out. Central America, coming off a record year, is also looking very strong. And the Philippines had a volume that was almost double of a year ago.
President of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Dan Hallstrom. At this time a year ago, we were starting to hear more and more about the pandemic coming from China. By March 15th last year, it had reached central Oklahoma, and it shut down early before the market animals could show the 2020 Oklahoma Youth Expo. 2021 Oklahoma Youth Expo getting ready to kick off. Got Ag Mechanics going to be leading off, and then the animals will start coming in. But the gilts will not be coming in early as they normally do. Instead, they're going to show after the rest of the OYE is actually over because of concerns over PEDV. The 2021 Barrow Show will become a terminal show, and the gilts will come in well after the hogs are gone, and they'll come into a different part of the State Fair Park. They'll actually be housed in the Super Barn, where other species are normally housed, and they'll actually be shown in the Big House, in the State Fair Arena. To try to stay away from any PEDV that might be left on the grounds where the barrows were housed and shown. An outbreak of PEDV on the state fairgrounds during either of the shows will shut down the events, OYE officials hoping to get both of the events in successfully. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 13th at 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 90 limousine and limflex bulls, 75 fall yearlings, and 15 spring yearlings. All bulls developed and performance tested at Coyote Hills Ranch, all with genomically enhanced EPDs. Call 580-597-3006 or go to coyotehillsok.com for a catalog. The Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 13th at 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 5.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.